Hey, jewelry lovers, I've got a fun event for you. From April 19th to the 28th, Shapiro's Gallery, located on 300 Beach Drive Northeast, is bringing back their Ring It On event, showcasing over 200 handmade rings. Ah, looks like the excitement is already calling in. The gallery promises rings of all materials, from sterling silver to 18-karat gold, with all kinds of whimsical and classical designs. Each ring tells a story, reflecting the creativity and craftsmanship of the artist behind them. You're sure to find a one-of-a-kind piece. Now stay tuned for an interview with Matt Shapiro himself, talking about the gallery and the event. So Matt, what is Ring It On? Can you give me more information about this event?
Yeah, Ring It On is a handcrafted ring show. We're going to have rings from artists from all across the country, from all different materials, from simple sterling silvers to elegant 18-karat gold to some really fun, artsy, funky rings. I try to bring in close to 200 different rings to showcase everyone's tastes and styles. We'll have some that are adjustable, some that are fixed sizes, some that are stretchy, some that are colorful, some that are simple. It's a fun event, and it's an event that just showcases our artists, and we've seen recently that people love rings, and we've started this event back in 2018, and we did it for 2 years, and then when COVID hit, we had to kind of put it on pause, and now we're bringing it back.
Yeah, I think rings are definitely a big hit right now. There's a lot you can do with them, lots of possibilities, different colorways, all kinds of different materials and stuff, which is really great. What inspired the theme of this event? Why rings?
Honestly, it was my sister and I sat down one day and said, what's a cool event that we can do? What's something different? You know, and we said, let's try rings. With earrings, you pretty much, you wear one pair of earrings, two pair of earrings. With rings, people will put, you know, six, seven, eight on their hands, multiple on one finger, multiple hand, you know, people like to have fun with their rings, and we just tried it. We had no expectations back in 2017, 2018 when the first event took place, and people loved it. It kind of surprised us. People got to enjoy just digging into the jewelry case. I'll pop out all the glass from our cases, so it's really kind of self-service. So people really come in and they have some fun, and they get to try on different rings, look at different rings, and people like to touch and feel and see what they look like.
Oh, yeah. Who are some of the artists that will be featured in this collection?
Well, my goal is to have about 20 or 25 different artists from across the country. Locally, we'll have rings made by Ann Allen, who's a jeweler out of Gulfport. I'll have some rings from a couple New York artists. Megan Patrice is one artist, Christina Kober. They're artists that we carry their jewelry all year. We don't always have their rings. So this gives an opportunity for them to show us their rings. It gives us an opportunity to show our customers other parts of their line. And then also with rings, it's very specific in size. So this is a really good opportunity for those that, if I may not have typically had your size in the past, I will now be able to make sure that I have, if you're a 7 or an 8 or a 9, I'll really have a nice selection of sizes and styles.
Yeah, so viewers can expect, you know, like you said, the open case, so they'll be able to serve themselves. They're able to try on all the different rings, and you said there are going to be varying sizes as well?
Yes. Yeah, varying sizes, varying prices. I think rings start at probably $18 and go up to several thousand dollars. It's a fun event. It's more about the experience than anything, and it's fun watching groups of 5-6 individuals come in and they just go like kids in a candy shop.
It is. I love looking at jewelry. It's always a fun time, you know, getting to see all the different colors and makes and all the different jewels that are incorporated into it. Now that we've talked about Ring It On, can you tell me more about your gallery?
Yeah, so Shapiro's Gallery, we opened in 1998. My mom's a clay artist, and we started back on Central and 5th with just her clay work. Over the years, we've grown and expanded, and we have close to probably 250 different artists from all over the U.S. or Canada. The gallery, it only features handmade and only features American-made, so we really pride ourselves on having unique artwork that you don't see everywhere that's handcrafted in the States.
Yeah, how do you go about, like, deciding what gets to be in your gallery?
It's a
It's an imperfect formula that we use to decide who we represent on in the gallery. A lot of it is trusting our gut. And also, after 26 years of being in business, we know what our customer likes. We know a really high-quality piece of artwork. We know, you know, what's different for the area. The nice thing about St. Pete overall is it's a huge art community, but we all work together. And what my gallery has is going to be different from what a gallery down the street has, from what a gallery on the other side of town has. And it's something that we all strive to be a little bit different so that we can all help each other out in case I don't have a piece, another gallery might. So we really try to pick and choose unique and different. That's our big goal, is unique and different.
Yeah, I love that St. Pete has such a variety of different galleries and different types of art. Like, there's glass, there's clay, there's jewelry, like, there's fine art, there's paintings, there's all kinds of stuff. So I love that you guys are all one big community with that. So you said this place has been around since 1998. Wow. Yeah. Wow. And this location itself, when did you guys come to be on Beach Drive?
We moved on to Beach Drive in 2009. Before that, we were at Sundial or Baywalk. And then before that, obviously Central. So it's been close to 16 years on Beach Drive, and it's been amazing the support the community has given us. It's been awesome watching the area grow and develop. And you know, fortunately, we've been able to be true to ourselves, and we continue to have, you know, items for everyone's tastes and everyone's budgets. And you know, a lot of times you walk into an art gallery and you say, "Oh, I can't afford any of this." We really try to make sure that we have items priced, you know, in the $10 or $20 range. So for those that want to just get something little, they can. And we have items that go all the way up. So if you really want that huge statement piece, we can make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. With everything that's going on in the economy right now, especially, it's great that you guys provide a wide variety of everything. And we in St. Pete appreciate that. And, you know, this location is beautiful. Being right by the pier, it must be great for business, helping, you know, everyone who just wants to walk around the area because it's, you know, very walkable. So
yeah, it's been fun. And I think the coolest thing has been watching our customers grow with us. And I have customers who started as, you know, little kids that were mowing lawns and then buying their mom's jewelry. And now they've gotten married and they're buying their wives or girlfriends or whoever jewelry. And watching as they've evolved in their careers, seeing how their purchases have grown with them as well. It's been a fun journey. It's been cool watching, you know, my customers grow up as well.
To find more information about this event or the gallery itself, you can check out shapirosgallery.com. Thanks for listening.